Vayter in Shas, we are on Daf Tesvav, picking up on Yudalam Rebeis, about the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up or so. Second word on the line, Amarabba Barav Huna. So, says the Gemara, we left off yesterday discussing Rabbi Gamliel says, Hashadam Rabbi Gamliel, Esrog Achalikitasu, Isuro Kiyarek, that we said that the Esrog, it goes after when it's picked, therefore it's Meiser. He's like a Yarek, like a vegetable. Then Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. Must be that it's Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei. Says Rashi, Kidin Yerek, Ulin Yen Maiser Kamar. Just like the din of a Yerek, of a vegetable. And this is talking about a, we're in the reference to mice over here. Frek de Gemara, Meisvei, Rav Shimolozo, Melikin Esok Erev Chamishasar, Bishvat, Dachlo Tavo Shemesh. Let's say a person went ahead and took out an Esok on Erev Tu Bishvat until it didn't yet come the sun, meaning the sun didn't set. V'chazav v'likin mishetavo shemesh. And you went and you took another one after. The sun already set. Ein tormen ma'asim yizel zet. You can't go out and mix and match one and the other. L'fish ein tormen ma'asim. Lo men ha'chadosh al yoshev. Lo men ha'yosh al yoshev. You can't do from the new on the old and the old on the new. And over here, what does that come to tell you? Oh, let's keep going. Ha'isa shlishis nechnesis lo'yavis. If it was the third year going into the fourth year at that time, then shlishis ma'isir rishon and ma'isir ani. Revias ma'isir rishon and ma'isir sheni. Right, so what is we seeing pretty clearly? Beep, turn the page of Tesvav Amud Aleph.
Man Shametle, the Azabas of Lakita. Who is the one who says that we go after Lakita? Says Rashi, that Amr B'Shimon ben Elazar Kerben Gamliel Sirle. Must be holds like Kerben Gamliel. Answer is Kerben Gamliel, Tzor Gamliel. Vikatani Shvat. And what does it say over there? That it starts by Shvat, which goes against the way that we just learned, that we started by saying, Amar Rabba Rabba Huna, Hashtam Rabba Gamliel, that whole shtickle must be that it's not working in the world of Rabba Gamliel then, in the way that he puts it. He wanted to tie it to Tishrei, but we see over here that it's Shvat. Ella comes on the Gemara and says, Iyitmar, Hachi Itmar. This is what he means to say. Amar Rabba Rabba Huna, Afal Gav, I can't get that one wrong. Afal Gav, the Amar Rabba Gamliel, Esog Acha Lakita Kiyarek, the Esau goes to Basilikita like Yarek. Rosh Hashanah Shalo is Shvat. Frank the Gemara seemingly side question here. Ma'ishna Hasam to Gatani Imhaisa Shnia Nechneses L'Shlishi. So we go back a couple of daf, we were talking about different examples that if it's the second year going to the third year, and over here we said a different case to the third year going to the fourth year. Ma'ishna Hachad to Gatani Imhaisa Shlishi Nechneses L'Revias. Why did we decide to use two different things? Keep it, static over there. 2 to 3, and we had 2 to 3 also. Why are you saying 2 to 3, 3 to 4? This is Gemara Milsa Algav Agav Arche Kamashmal. It's coming to teach you a side point. The Eso Kashala Yada. Rashi explains that what? The Kashala Eta Eso Yada. The fact that hands keep touching the esrog tree, it's not good for the tree. I did the mashmashe be kuli alma b'shvius lo tain pri atlos shana shnin. Because the fact that people are always touching it during Shemitah, where they're going taking it, it ends up not having fruit for another 3 years after that. Side point. Okay. Rabbi Yane. He comes on the Asakasha of Rabbi Yane. Says, Nahordo. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalo Emesai. When is a Rosh Hashanah for Esrog? Amalei. So he said back, Shvat. So he says, Shvat Chadoshim or Shvat Tkufa? Rashi explains that Shvat of Chadoshim means that it goes according to the Levana, the moon. Or Shvat Tkufa, meaning of like the time periods of the different seasons that are going on. Rashi says, Chama means Tkufat Chama, Lesof Shloshim Shal Tkufas Teves, the end of 30 days of the Tkufa of Teves, Nichna Shvat Shal Chama. We know we're going according to the lunar calendar, there's 354 days, and the solar calendar is 365 and a quarter days. So then it ends up being that doesn't match up, and then you have to have a leap year every so often to make sure that we actually start to keep the seasons in the right time period. So what does that mean? Shvat Chadashim or Shvat Tkufa? So this is Amarlei. The Chadashim means Shvat of Chadashim, of the months. In other words, straight up, like we would normally think, and that is that it goes according to the moon. Bominei, the Kimen as the Kasher Rava Mirav Nachman, Vermel Rabbi Yochanan, Mirabi Yanai, Hoysa Shadamu, Beres Mahu. Let's say you have a leap year. What is the din? Rashi says, Emasai Rosh Hashanah, Shvata Samachatevis, O Adar Harishon, Shubim Kom Shvat. Because the way it goes again is decent here, Stephen Thomas of Elo Tishrei Chesven, Kislev Teves. Then after Teves is Shvat, then after Shvat is Adar. So we have that Adar is after I'm sorry, Teves, then Shvat and Adar. So Teves, Shvat, Adar. Is it the month after Teves or the month before Adar? That's the question. So the month after Teves is Shvat. So therefore, it is what it is. The month before Adar, if it's the month before Adar Beis, then that's Adar Aleph and not Shvat. So what's going to be the din? How do we go? Amalei halich acharov shanim. You go by the majority of years. And therefore, we go by whatever is called Shvat. So therefore, it's Teves, then Shvat. That's called Shvat. Amar Rabba, Esok bas Shisha shenichnas al Shvius. In Esok that Shechanta Rashi says that it started to grow during the sixth year, shenichnas al Shvius, but then it goes into the seventh year. What is the din? Right, so it's Chanta b'Shvius b'Shishis, but it came out in the seventh year, and then that's when a person took it. Peturim in a Meiser, it's Pater in a Meiser, Peturim in a Beer, and it's Pater from going ahead and Beer, which we know Beer is burning and getting rid of the stuff that's Shemitah stuff. As we've learned in the past, that you're allowed to keep and hold on to Shemitah stuff if the stuff is still out in the fields, right? But if the stuff is no longer out in the fields anymore, then we have to go ahead and we have to get rid of it. We got to burn, baby, burn. So it says that's Peturim in a Meiser. Oh, interesting. It's like Shemitah. Upter min a beer, it's like not Shemitah. Ubas shvius shenichnas al shminis. What a seventh year that goes into an eighth year, and you take it in an eighth year. Peturim b'meiser v'chayevis a beer. You're potter from meiser, kielu it's Shemitah. V'chayevis b'beer. So we have over here, it looks like a double one, that it's peturim b'meiser and chayevis and beer. Amar le'a baye, bishlam is safe for the chumra. We understand that it comes to the safer, you're being machmir, because what are you doing? You're saying that you're potter min a meiser. You have to get rid of it because of the fact that maybe it's actually an esrog of Shemitah. El Ratio, when it comes to Ratio, when you have the sixth one that came into the seventh year, but Turim and Abir Amai, why should you be putter from Bir? What's going on over there? It should be maybe you should be Akta Chumra. Damrin and Zil Basa Chanata, you want to say because you're going by Chanata. So Yahachi Techaiva Meiser, you should be Chayav and Meiser. Right? Because if we're going by Chanata, then it was the sixth year, and therefore Shabbat Chayav Meiser. Amalei said, Yada kol memashim shimba, hands, everybody's hands touch it. Va'atatmer to Chayav Meiser? You want to say that it should be Chayav Meiser? Rashi explains what that means is, in Yada kol memashim shimba means, Nehida lo mechayav la'afkura, dolo noga b'shvias. You have to make it hefker because it's not shvias. But ma, mi, however, kol sadus apartes was hefker him b'shvias. Ve'inasuk zen, nishmar ba levado. In the seventh year, everything is going to be open and people will be walking through. And this esrog is not nishma levado. The hefker patrim and a meiser, and then everyone goes and they touch it, and therefore it becomes like patrim and meiser. So of course it's going to be patrim and meiser. Okay, for Rabbi Nuna Amar bas shishis and nechnesses l'shvias, he comes and he says differently. If you have a sixth year that goes into a seventh year, the olam shishis is considered a sixth year entirely. Oh, so you're chayiv in meiser. Ubas shvias hanichlas l'shminis li olam shvias is entirely considered like it's meiser, like it's a shvias. Therefore, it's going to be putter min a meiser. Now we're going to have a kasha, double whammy on both of them. We just saw Rav Hamnuna, and before we saw Rabba Meisvei Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon. Esrog bas shisha shenichnasas l'shvias. You have a sixth year that goes into the seventh year. Putur min a meiser upetura min habior. She'ein l'cha davar she'chayev v'maiser elim kin gadol b'chiyav v'nilkat b'chiyav. You can't have something saying b'chayev v'maiser unless it was gadol b'chiyav, it grew in a state of chiyav, and it was also picked when it was in a state of chiyav. So 6 going to 7 doesn't have both of those criteria that it was gadol and nilkat b'chiyav. U'ba shviyah she'nechneses ha'shminis peturim in a meiser u'peturim in a beer. It's pater from both. She'en l'chadavar she'chayev b'beer elim kin gadol b'shviyah se'nilkat b'shviyah. It's got to have double whammy on both of them. So now, here we go. Here's the question. Reisha kashin Rav Hamnuna. The Reisha is a kashin Rav Hamnuna. Because Rav Hamnuna said the case of you have a sixth year one that goes into the seventh year, that it's going to be chayiv and meiser, and he said it's going to be pater and meiser. Seifa kasha being the rabbi being Rav Hamnuna, Seifa is going to kasha on both of them. Because both of them said you're going to be chayiv and beer, and Rav says you're not going to be chayiv and beer. Says the Gemara Tanai, das is a mechoikis tanoyim de tanyas, we learned in a braisa. I'm Rav Yossi. He came along and he was heyed, he's made, he testified because there are five great sages. Esrog acher lekitaso lemeiser. And Esrog goes after, in reference to meiser, goes after lekita, sub lekita. For Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Be'ushavam, when they came along and they decided that acher lekitaso, it goes after lekita, being lemeiser, being leshvias, according to both, whether it's meiser or shvias, in reference to the fact that it's meiser or shvias. Frak the Gemara, it says, Shvius, Mandakar Shmei, who said anything about Shemitah? Says Rashi, the Ka'amar, the Imnu Allah Rabbi Senu, the fact that the rabbis came along and they paskened on this, Alma Ikaman the Pollock, it must be that there's someone who actually argues, but we didn't say anyone who argues over here. So what's going on over here? Beep, turn the page, says Vav Amad Bayes. Chasuri Mechsera, the Heilige Chasuri Mechsera. We're missing something. Valchi Kitani, and this is what it means to say. Esog Acher Likitoso, Lemaisa. And Esog, this is how Thomas coming and saying again by the great sages, that an Esog, after Likito, once it's picked, that goes, is reference to Maiser. Acher Chanota, Lishvias, when it comes to Shemitah, goes after Likito, when you pick it out. Virabasinu, Nimna Be'usha, Vagarm, where they came and they said, Acher Likitoso, Be'in Lemaiser, Be'in Lishvias. It goes according to both of them, after Likito, both of these shtiklech. So it ends up that Rab and Rav Hamnuna end up going like Avtolmus. Itmar, like the Gemara of Yochanan, and Yishalkesh and Tevara, both of them said, Esog Bashishis Shenichnas Elishvias. If you have this din that we have, what we've said, then the Esog that's great, that comes out in the sixth year, but it's only done, taken, finishes off in the seventh year, Li'olam Shishis, is considered like the sixth year, and therefore if it's the sixth year, you're going to be Chayv and Meiser. And you don't have the issue of beer. Yasser Ravin, I'm Rav Yochanan. He came along and he said, the Esrog Bashishis Shenichlo Lishvias, Afilu Kizayis Venasis Kikar, even if it ended up being just a Kizayis, that's how big it was in the sixth year. And it came the size of a Kikar, like a loaf of bread, in the seventh year. Chayav Malav Mishim Tevel, still you have the issue of Tevel that comes up. In other words, it's considered like a sixth year Shtiklach, even though maybe a lot of it grew in the seventh year. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. Let's talk about Meiser. On trees, Tanu Rabbanan, Ilan Shechantu Upeirosav, Kodem Chamishas Abishatav, it started to come out and it started to grow. Before Tu B'Shvat, Misaiser L'Shana Sh'Avar, it's considered from that year before Tu B'Shvat. That's a year. Acha Chamishas B'Shvat, after the fact, then Misaiser L'Shana Ba, it goes going to the next year. Amar Ben Chemi says, Ba'amad Zvarim, what are we talking about over here? Be'ilan Sh'Osa Sh'tei Brechos B'Shana. It's talking about a type of tree that will give over two brechos, two different crops, two different, loads in a year. Frankly, Gemara, Sh'tei Brechos HaKadadach? Well, you think that it's going to go ahead and give over two brechos. Rashi says, "Ein loshen zeh nofal ela ba'ofos." That's the type of thing. A brecha is like the offspring come from birds. Kitznan okech peres shovach mafriach a brecha rishona. So what are you saying over here? This loshen over here using the word a brecha. Ela ema ke'ein shtei brechos. It means like two brechos. Which means, Rashi explains, she'ein perusav nigmarim ka'achas. It doesn't finish at once. Kigon te'einim, kidamrin gabi kitnios mitol she'asun prachin. It ends up having different stages of its growth. Aval ilan osa brecha achas. If you have an ilan, a tree that makes one brecha, meaning that the food that comes from it gets ripe all at the same time, as Rashi says so eloquently, viz da Rashi, then it goes after Likita. Kigon dekolim v'zeisim v'charuvim, like dekolim dates from date trees and olives and charuvim, caribs. Afal pi shechantu perusayim kodem chamishas habishat. Even if it was chantu before the 15th of Av, misasin l'shana haba, it goes according to the shana haba, according to the next year. As Rashi just said, it goes according to Likita when you actually pick it. I'm Rav Yochanan. Nagu am b'charuvim k'Rabbi Nechemya. They came along and they decided to go like Rabbi Nechemya. As the people behaved like that, and they said that it goes according to Likita. Eisir Yishalkes Rav Yochanan came in as a kasha, and Rav Yochanan b'no shuach. Rashi says that it's explained that the Gemara in Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, these are white figs. Shvi'a Shelem Shnia, the Shemitah, strange din that we have over here. And what happens to them is that Shvi Shalhem Shnia, their Shemitah is connected to the second year. Because they grow, it takes them 3 years to grow, which means that whatever comes out on Shemitah is not ready to be taken until the second year of the next like the next 7 years. So I mean, say it goes for 3 years. The first year is Shemitah. The second year is now the first year of the cycle. And third year, which finally can be picked, is now the first year. That's when Shemitah applies to them. Now that's interesting, because now it comes out to that, is that even if you have a tree where things come all at the same time, which is like the white figs one, at the same time, what is it? How does it work? It goes to the year in which they came out. Ishtik, Yochum was quiet. He didn't say anything. Now, why didn't he say anything? I'm the Rabbi Abba Cohen, the Rabbi Yosef Cohen. My Ishtik, why was he quiet? What was the quiet? What's here? What's the sound of silence? Le Malay, why didn't you just say back? Amin Allah, Anna Rabbi Nechemia. I tell you to go look at Rabbi Nechemia. Va'at Amrit Li Rabbanan, and you're coming and giving back the Rabbanan. As is now explained, Mishum the Amr Le, because of the fact that Rish Lakish said, Shavak the Rabbanan va'avarata Karebi Nechemia. What are you ignoring the Chacham over here? And you're going with like a Yachid of it, going through Nechemia? Valei Malei, so you could just say back to him, Kamina La Nagu. I'm just telling you, that's how people went to they behave. They started going through Nechemia. V'at Amrit Li Isura. You're going to come to tell me something that's going to be Aser. The Amr Lei, he says back, from Komi Sura, when it's something which is Aser, Ki Nagu Shafkin Luhu. You're going to go ahead and now say, okay, so now people do that. Now it's mutter. We're going to let us leave them and say it's fine to do such a thing. V'lei malei. And then he could just say back to him, Ki amin alach ana maisa charuvin derabanan. When am I talking about over here? I'm talking about when it comes to charuvin, which is derabanan. V'at amar at least shavias daraisa. You're talking about something over here, which is daraisa. Ela amar rabbi abba kohen. So rather, what does he say? Temehani ime shiva rish lakish l'tshuvazu. I'd be a little shocked if it was really true that rish lakish was responding as such. Says the Gemara, so Ime Shiva, you're wondering if he responded, Rabbi Anna? Really? Ha'osva, he did say, he said, he responded to him. Ella Ema Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan Im Lo Kibla. I wonder if Rabbi Yochanan actually was Mekabel that which he said. As Rashi says, that he doesn't know if he was quiet because he didn't know how to answer, he didn't know, or maybe he didn't think to answer it altogether because one was talking to Raisa and one's talking about a Dirabanan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day. Starting up Beis Hashem tomorrow, the brand new Mishnah.